Welcome, welcome, goddammit, welcome to another episode of Raw Goddamn Material. You already know what the fuck going on. Damn, my headphones ain't up. Shit. Okay, that's cool. No problem. Y'all still can hear me. Shit. This for the audio. This something different. This ain't for y'all. This ain't for y'all. So we can make it do what it do. Okay, all right, cool. We in business now, you know. We here, live and direct. What's going on, everybody? How everybody night going? How's everybody week been? My dog is in some pain right now. She had surgery today. Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it. She in some pain right now. She's like, Daddy, why am I in so much pain? I'm like, shit, you gotta eat your food. For the painkillers, then maybe you can, you know, lessen up the pain. Then you'd be good to go. But nah, she's stubborn as hell. So, but yeah, I'm just waiting on my guests. It's supposed to be a full house tonight. So we're gonna see how truthful that is. One person said they was running late. Everybody running late, obviously. But yeah, we just gonna get into it. This is your first time tuning in. Welcome. I got some news here, y'all know. So a couple people been hit me up about wanting them to be wanting me to be on their like on their network. So they're just gonna put me on network, promote the show, and I think they linked in with like XM radio, satellite radio, all that good stuff. So I'm pretty excited about that because it's gonna be like Raw Material is going to a whole nother level that a lot of people are not even understanding right now. I'm just like, let's make it happen. Let's make it do what it do. Because I actually made it, I legitimized my business. So on paper or for, I guess, the IRS or whoever, it's called Raw Material Productions LLC. And I'm actually in the works right now to, I bought my domain, and a domain is like a title for your website. So once I get my website up, I will put my merch on there because I got some shirts. I got some shorts. But the shorts are going really quick, like the sweatpants shorts with the new logo. I don't know if everybody didn't see them, but they up on my story. Did I post it on my actual page? I did not. But they are on my story. And if you see something that you like, you know, just obviously just DM me for an order. And I can definitely make it for you because my website is not up just yet. But it's like I said, it's in the works right now. So. y'all, you know, stay tuned for that. I'm actually really, really excited for that. Actually, when I actually got the actual paperwork for it being legitimized through the state, I actually had tears of joy. I thought you was the guest. Huh? You said what now? Oh, they look. Oh, okay. A little lost. My guess a little lost. But they're coming. From what was said to me, they are coming. Round table talk. What is Jada Pinkett podcast called?
Red Table Talk.
That's a good podcast. I've listened to a couple episodes. It's pretty good. It's pretty deep. What? Oh, I would say, yeah. It gets you where you need to be. You like, hold up, what the fuck going on? Especially with, you know, the whole controversy with the whole Will and Jada getting back together and all this other good stuff. Yeah, whatever. I didn't get too much into that. I want to get into this topic, though, man, so bad. These motherfuckers need to hurry the fuck up. But it's so hard. The biggest issue that I run into with my podcast is people showing up. And people staying consistent because they don't see the vision that I see, which is cool. That's perfectly fine. I understand that 100%. But at the same time, it's pretty much you do a podcast. You do this shit all day, every day, especially at like a cookout or some shit. You doing this shit with your family, all kind of shit. So it's just like, what's the difference between come into a room full of random people that you don't know, and you just like, shit, let's talk some shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I got this to say. I got that to say. There's no difference. So, I mean, you know, obviously with adulting, your scheduling conflicts. And I guess my timing of like when I go on live is kind of like bad for a lot of people. But I don't know. I think 8 o'clock is a good time on a Thursday. Kind of like, you know, if you wanted something to listen to or something to do before you, like, you know, stepped out, because, you know, Atlanta, why the fuck off? Like, you can definitely listen to this or shit. Even show up to the show before you can go wherever the fuck you want to go, because 9 out of 10, if you like a night owl and shit like that, you're not going nowhere until about 11 o'clock anyway. So you do the show for, you know, I don't know, about an hour, hour 30, pregame, drink here and shit like that. And then you go out to the club. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Do that. Let's do it. But
raw material merch.
Oh, I said something about the merch.
So we can just go on your Instagram and just get.
Yeah. I was telling them, I was like, yeah, I'm still working on a website. So the only way you can get it right now, unfortunately, like if you just hit me on my DMs and say, hey, I want the gray pair or the black pair or the gray shirt, the white shirt or the black shirt. I'm going to display it at some point as far as like what I have left. And then, you know, you can make your choice from there. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be pushing out a whole bunch of merch now. As far as like hats, shirts, shorts, tank tops, women's shorts. I got, you know, I got women's shorts right now. I got t-shirts left, and I got, well, I mean, a lot of women. The crazy thing about it, I've had more women buy the men's shorts, like the sweatpants shorts, than I actually have the men, which I ain't gonna say it's confusing, but it's like, all right, cool. If you want it, shit, I ain't gonna, you know, who am I to tell you? Nah, I ain't gonna send that to you because it's supposed to be for the men. No, you can get it too. Like, I don't give a shit. But yeah. So we here, we live, direct. It don't seem like too many people on tonight, which is cool. That's fine. Content, you got to keep pushing. Any entrepreneurs that's listening or may listen, the startup for an entrepreneur is always tough, because I ain't going to say you got to rely on your friends, but your friends are kind of like, you know, helping into like pushing your shit, pushing your merchandise, pushing your content and all that stuff. But you got to have multiple platforms on how you post your stuff, like YouTube, shit. If you got a Twitter, Instagram, shit. Any platform that's right now, that's me. TikTok, excuse me, because I don't even use TikTok like that. But I should. I have a page set for raw material on TikTok, but I just don't, you know, I just don't push it out as much as I can. What's going on? Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm going to say, yeah, now we already on, so y'all can just have a seat, grab your headphones. Let me just say, we're just going to rock it out. Oh, appreciate it, bro.
Okay, this wall though.
Oh, appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on both sides. Yeah, it's a whole thing in here, man. It's kind of like a studio as much as I can. You know, I'm just trying to.
I love it.
I'm just trying to invest in myself. That's it.
That's good.
So yeah, the guests are here now. So
hi.
So now we're about to get into this. You know, no, you're good. You're fine. It's probably hard to find stuff like that. Typically, I don't know if he. I'm pretty sure he probably told you about the show before. One of y'all.
I know we do surprise topics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't want it to be a thing where like nobody, because the name of the show is Raw Material, so we talk about a whole bunch of different wild stuff. So okay. If there's anything you, I guess you don't want to partake in or you don't want to say, that's fine. I don't have an issue with it, but it's what the conversation with. What I want to talk about today is going to be real controversial. You're going to be like, whoa, this came from left field. So this is the conversation. This is the topic that we're going to talk about today.
I mean, what you had in my drink in a cup.
Oh, right. I got some wine downstairs.
I was like, I need a drink for this.
Oh, yeah. hey, I don't want to get it.
I'll text them.
Yeah. His phone right here.
Oh.
Yeah. But anyway. All right. Cool. So. I'm pretty sure because my girlfriend, she listened to the live, so this shit probably gonna bring up some wine. Anyway, so I talk about this stuff all the time. So why is society trying to normalize that men have to pay for pussy?
We were just talking about this.
Really?
Were we not?
We always talk about
this. Like, is what we talk about all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's and the issue that I have with it is kind of just like a thing to where the narrative for the women rappers is just like, that's all they fucking talk about.
This is what we were just talking
about. That's all they talk about. Like, it's just like, so before, back in the day, I was having a conversation with my girlfriend. Hey, you got some wine or something? Bring the bottle and then bring some glasses. Appreciate it. The conversation I was having with my girlfriend earlier was kind of just a thing to where it's like, so women have a price tag on their pussy at this point. Mm-hmm. No, this is how I see it. This is just my opinion.
Okay.
Everybody's entitled. So once I get done, then I can say how y'all feel. So it's just like, in my mind, like if I meet somebody in mind about whatever, we have a conversation, we talking, and then I guess she has an assumption that I have money. So then she correlate with that with like, all right, cool. So if you got money, I need a Birkin. So a Birkin bag, depending on which one you get, $30,000-$40,000.
Right.
So you telling me your pussy is worth $40,000? So if I give you $40,000 without that bag, I can get that pussy? Go ahead.
One, I think any relationship you get into, friendship, fuck buddy relationship, is an investment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you want to say, hey, I want to be your fuck buddy, there's an investment.
True.
But I feel like, second part, social media has made it to where now it's a Birkin. Because back 10 years ago, it was different. It's like, oh, he took me out to eat.
Right.
You know, we went to the movies. So right. I did it.
Indirectly.
Right. So now it's like, because of social media, I'm not saying they're necessarily making it the normal. Because there are
social media has a lot to do with it, though.
I'm gonna catch you up in a sec. I promise you, I'm about to catch you up in a sec.
But only 90s babies can distinguish the difference between social media and bullshit.
Yeah, but there are still some people, 90s babies, that be out here acting like that. So.
So let me catch him up real quick, and then I apologize for being late. No, you're good.
No, we were late.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry. Responsibilities.
Listen, we know.
How y'all doing? Thank you. What's your name? Mariah.
Ashley.
Junior. Straight Beats.
Okay. That's y'all on Instagram. Yeah, I got you. So here's what I said. Here's what the startup was.
We on some wine today.
Yeah. Why is society trying to normalize paying for pussy?
Paying for pussy?
Yes. Why is society trying to normalize paying for pussy? Straight up. And I was saying that, like,
I have a question.
Yeah, what's up?
You ever pay for pussy?
Yes.
Me too.
I think every man, like,
either me too. If it's not money, it's something.
Right. You know what I'm
saying? But have you directly? Hey, this is what we doing.
Put it on the table.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What? What is? Why? Yeah.
I did it because I wanted the experience. It was an experience for me.
Okay. Yeah.
And part of it was like, you know, I might get locked up with this shit.
are we talking about like prostitution or?
I mean,
where are we going with this?
Nah, it ain't.
I mean, shit.
I'm
just putting it on the table and you know what the fuck going on.
It is.
There's a fine line. It's a gray area there.
What's a gray area?
There's no gray area. Prostitution in
social media.
Right.
It's social media standards and paper play. It's all prostitution.
Yeah, but the narrative that society and Instagram is putting on shit is just bullshit. Oh, yeah, for sure. It's bullshit, bro, because it's just like, like she said, it wasn't like this 10 years ago. I'll tell you about it in a second. If a motherfucker just take you out, do what you gotta do, shit, you get it, is what it is. Mm. It wasn't no, you know, like, oh shit, he did this, that, and third. It was an obligation. But now it's like women are coming with the obligation, like you have to have this to even smell the pussy. Like,
okay,
your pussy ain't golden.
let's say 10 years ago, took me out to Applebee's. We had a good time. We went bowling, went to the movies.
Right.
So I feel like somewhere within then and now, men have gotten comfortable and or lazy. And that was the, I could take you out to Applebee's and smash. So as our standards, you know, progress, it might seem as if, not all, but it might seem as if we're social media lies. I don't want
to
go Applebee's.
To be real with you, can we step it's up not, a little bit? It's this shit been going on before social media.
Oh, so I can take you to Benny Hollis and I can get the same thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, a little bit. Let's do a little effort. Just the effort.
Hibachi.
Like, but okay.
She want the hibachi.
So for example, okay, you said
you
know, effort, right? So you said effort, right? Okay, cool. Let's say I take you to Applebee's for your example, right? Let's say I have the whole like staff on the payroll as far as what I want to do for you in that Applebee's. Let's say I'm bringing you, it might be a candle lit at the motherfucking table. It might be a cake brought to you. All this other shit. Is that not the effort?
That's
but
the
it's still the
that
same
we're
spot.
Looking for. But it's more than that. Men have, not all, but within the time range of 10 years,
yes,
become very lackadaisical on trying to get a woman.
That is true.
Can you explain that?
Oh, I was just about to say define that.
Yeah. Like you need to explain that.
10 years ago, we didn't have POF, Bumble. We didn't have that. Men had to work a little more.
I got you.
Okay.
You know, now it's like swipe left, swipe right. You good.
They
kind
of see what they're working.
You know,
with,
last
like,
year
they
I was
have from the jump.
I was swiping my ass last year. Well, we were in a pandemic. We couldn't go out, so you know,
pandemic buddies, and it was easy.
But my thing is, so I, because you look quiet. I want you to say something about it too. Where you
thinking.
At? Where your mind at? Where your mind at?
My mind
what you feeling? Right. So what's the first when once I answer once I pose a question, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
I mean, the first thing that came to my mind is like, I think it is being normalized. Yes.
Right, but do you feel like that? Are you?
Feel like that. Yeah, because we talk about this all the time.
Right.
And it's like, you have not all women are like that.
That is true. I agree with that.
You have some that. They do their own thing. They may not be on social media, but I think social media has a lot to do with it, honestly. Because you hear rap music now, especially female rappers.
Yes.
It's glorified in those songs.
Ooh.
A lot.
Yes.
And I feel like, especially with this generation or the generation under us, like, they hear this music, they're going to try to emulate everything that they hear.
Mm. Okay. Are you one of those type of women? Like, you know, you just got to... It's like a bag and...
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
But don't confuse that with not having standards.
Right.
Because
No. I'm not saying that's two different things.
Right.
That's two different things.
But it's excessive. When you ask them for Birkin bags, and it's like, you just only ask them for that because you heard it in a song.
Yeah.
Right. You honestly, could you afford to buy a Birkin bag?
No.
Right.
That's the issue that I have with these motherfuckers who cannot afford a Birkin, but you asking for the Birkin. What are you bringing to the table besides that pussy in their mouth?
Right.
They feel like
a used pussy at that,
table.
Right?
You use Hyundai.
Wow.
But you want me to go to the Porsche dealership and buy you a Porsche? But you'll use Hyundai. Hell no, man. I'm not buying that. I'm going to buy that used Hyundai because you will use Hyundai.
But there are men out here buying these girls Birkin bags just to fuck them, though.
Right.
And the thing is.
You can't be mad at like it's happening.
Oh, no. I'm not mad at this. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's happening.
Because my thing is, it's just like, why are you doing that though?
Why not?
Because you can get somebody cheaper for real.
Are you talking about a man? Why is the man doing that? Or
yes.
Why
is the man doing that? I'm not giving you $30,000-$40,000 for a bag for your pussy. 9 times out of 10, that pussy's probably trash.
Okay, if a man. Hypothetically, wants to buy this chick a Birkin bag.
Trash
or not,
I'm still not getting a Birkin bag.
She finna smash. She finna be about her business. Like, I want the bag. I want the money.
Yeah.
But a man come offer me a Birkin bag,
mm-hmm.
We have to talk about what kind of father you're going to be to my daughter. You know, are you going to be responsible? What are your finances? You know, what's your 10-year plan? See, I come with too much.
Oh.
He just wants to smash and pass and let's go. So that Birkin is convenient and easy.
Birkin is not. I'm about to say, yeah, you threw me for a loop with that one. I wasn't going that deep.
So
I got you.
So there is a reason why men do it. there is a reason. Because the date me is the first date, then the second date, then the third date. It's not just, oh, here you go, boo. You want a Porsche? Then what? Because me, I'm going to sell that Porsche and invest that money. Long-term goals. Mm. These social media females have short-term goals. Totally different. It's not a bad thing. It's not a negative thing. It's just different.
I feel like a lot of men think that they have to do that, though.
Because society has put that narrative out.
It's not.
No, it has. But yeah, you don't, you've been real quiet.
Go ahead.
I'm like,
it's people, a choice. It's a choice. Because if it's too much for you, you can't complain like, oh, you're telling me to buy you a Birkin bag.
But the thing is, it may not be too much, but why do I feel like I need to spend that on you?
If you don't want to spend it, then don't spend it, right?
Right. But my thing is, okay, if I say no, then the conversation or whatever the fuck we got going on is done.
Yes. So move on.
Get the fuck out of it. That's crazy.
Different strokes for different folks. Like, period. If you in a fast lane, she in a slow lane, you can't be mad.
You can walk away.
Man, that's it. Go ahead. Speak on it, bro. Because you've been real quiet. Speak on it.
I'm dumbfounded, y'all. For real. I'm just like.
Because the level of.
Yeah. It's this.
Oh, because niggas is doing it. Okay, cool. But then if I say it, tell you no, you're like, all right, move on to the next. But the next bitch might want a Birkin too. The next bitch after that might want a Birkin too.
So then that's when you have to look at what type of women are you looking for? Right. Oh, I'm speaking in general.
Also, I think where I'm lost is like paying for pussy, right?
Got it.
Deal means.
Got it. We're there. Okay.
Okay.
But then what else?
But then social media normalize what? Paying for pussy?
Yeah.
Nah, it ain't social media.
Who is
it's
it?
It's men.
Nah, it's tradition.
It's tradition? Whoa, hold on.
Let me break it down.
But y'all been doing it.
No.
So
let me
tradition.
Break it down. Let me break right. it down.
It might have been old school.
It's tradition.
It's been happening.
Okay, let's go.
Mother's been telling daughters, baby, get a man with a good job.
Yeah.
Get a doctor, a lawyer, something. It's been passed down.
Right. Mentally, hold up. I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that mother is not saying spend his money. Just get somebody who has money. Two totally different things.
So not all the time, though.
I mean, what would you do?
If you're telling your daughter to get a doctor, then you're basically telling her get a man with money so that you can spend his money.
So
right?
So you live a good life. Spend tradition.
It is, just in a different sense, but
here's another one. Oh, get somebody with some good hair. I want my babies with good hair.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's just straight.
It's tradition, bro.
No,
it's
that's
bullshit, though. I feel
that's another thing, though.
What is good hair?
Right.
Exactly, though.
That's in the same realm of the, I want a doctor and a lawyer and all this other bullshit because the narrative for society says, hey, he has money, go spend his money. But what are you bringing to the table? Let me throw y'all for another example. So, do y'all know who Kevin Samuels is? Do anybody know who that is? Mm-hmm. Kevin Samuels.
Let me know.
Okay. I'm not even gonna lie and say yeah.
I don't know exactly what to call him, but basically,
wait, is he on social media talking mad shit?
To yes.
The older guy.
Yes.
Wait,
there's two of them though. There's two of them.
That's all that girl.
He's bald headed.
Let me tell you. So he's on live with this girl. She actually lives in Georgia, in Gwinnett County to be exact. So she makes like $80,000 a year. And her standards of a man that she wants to marry, she said, he asked her, what does the number look like for you to the man that you want to marry? What does he have to make a year? She said, $500,000 a year. And he said, do you know how many percentage of the people in the world make $500,000 a year? She's just like, nah, I don't necessarily know. He was like, 2%. And then he also asked, so he was like, so where are you going to find this man at? Like, because you're not in the same room, you're not in the same conversation with people who make $500,000 a year. Where are you going to find him at? She was like, I don't know. So he was just like, so how do you expect to find this man that makes a $500,000 a year, but you make $80,000. And then she also said to keep up with her lifestyle. What lifestyle? You make $80,000 a year.
Okay, I will say.
The potential lifestyle?
She's selling pussy.
Exactly. That's exactly what she doing. That's exactly what she doing. But the only thing you're bringing to the table is your fucking pussy. Man, keep that weak ass shit to the side, bro. That shit stupid. I mean,
but she was making, how much was she making?
80. And she wants a nigga who make $500,000 a year? You want a six-figure nigga, but you're not making six figures. How you gonna meet him?
She didn't even say $100,000. She wanted half a million.
You said what? What's
wrong for having goals? They always say you want to have people in your circle that make you better. So what's wrong with someone finding a man that can make you better?
Well, right. What does him making $500,000 have to do with anything?
Because I feel like the 2%.
Took the words out my mouth, yo.
Yeah, right.
No. I feel like if you're the 2%er that makes $500,000,
yes,
then you're going to have the mindset of a 2%er that makes $500,000. And you can get me to $500,000. Now, what I bring to the table might be money management. You might make this money, but this money.
If I'm making $500,000 a year, I'm not looking for somebody who's making $80,000.
You could be. I at least
come with a $100,000.
I understand.
At least.
Minimum.
At least
for you to look your way.
But that's you. Some guys that are making $500,000 aren't. They just want to fuck, right?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Money the to blow. They're gonna.
Oh, they buying pussy too.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
For sure.
So now we go back to the Birkin.
That's cool. Right. That's cool. But if I'm that $500,000 nigga, okay, cool. $50,000 for a bag, and that's just your pussy. Cool. I can do that. But don't think you're going to stay around because I make that $500,000.
And don't think accidentally fall in love.
And you better be sure when I leave that Birkin coming with me. That right there?
Yeah. You said accidentally fall in love.
I'm taking the bag.
Why are you taking the bag?
It's a rental. Sorry. It's a rental.
It's a rental?
What's a rental?
The Birkin bag. It's coming with me. If this shit don't work out.
He is taking the bag. We just talked about this the other day. Quavo and the Bentley.
And I ain't mad at Quavo.
That's a whole. I ain't got into it yet because I don't know too much about it to get into it. But what's up?
But I'm still not mad about it.
What? What did I miss?
Oh, the whole Quavo sweetie thing.
Don't listen.
Something about a bag and an elevator, and that's all I know.
Yeah,
I know. They said that he repoed a Bentley.
Yeah, I was gonna say
he repoed a Bentley.
Yeah,
allegedly, right? But like the thing is like. In real life, would you? You said you would even take a Birkin, so you would take the Bentley back.
Oh, you asked me that.
Taking the Bentley. If he could take the Birkin,
if I'm taking the bag, best believe I'm taking the car.
We got it.
We know. We got it.
I'm taking the car.
Rented lifestyle. We got it.
But we don't know what happened between Quavo and what's her name,
Sweetie.
I can never pronounce that.
That's spelled like Sweetie.
Oh my bad, Sweetie.
It's so
weird. Yeah, my bad. So
we don't know. She probably cheated on him. Who knows?
Oh well, man.
Who cares? Yeah, that's rich people problem.
Yeah, but yeah, I
ain't in that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right
yeah, here. I'm not in that. Exactly. But to
piggyback, we're not
there. Right. Oh, okay. I'm glad you said something about the 2%. To piggyback on the 2%, and because my mindset on the girl who's on that live, like I'm like, you're crazy as fuck. Like you can't expect that. You can have goals because you said something about goals.
What should
my bad.
She should expect? What if I make 80?
Mm-hmm.
What should my man that I'm looking for make?
So let me ask you.
Why is it about money?
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Same or more.
Can I ask you a question? So let's say, first date.
Okay.
This man woo you, right?
Okay.
You know what woo means, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh I'm about shit. To say you, I'm in a restaurant. I can't even pronounce the name.
Just okay.
In love. Just, you know, that's it.
The dinner is like mass, you know, it's okay. Tiny and shit, but expensive.
Okay.
You gave him pussy the first night?
Me? No.
You thought about it though. You was like,
"No, me, no."
You wouldn't?
No.
Damn.
That's just where I'm at in my point in life.
He spent five.
Okay, this was 10 years ago. Right, I was about to say 10 years ago.
He spent $5,000 on a dinner.
That's stupid.
On a date with you?
That's stupid. Why would you spend $5,000?
No.
Because he could afford it. He could afford it.
That's stupid. You could have paid up my baby daycare for a year. That's
oh
stupid.
Shit. Right. Okay, she thinking like a mom and shit.
I'm a mom. I was like this mindset.
She probably
be
like, this like, is nice, but I.
10 years ago.
We can expect this time around.
10 years ago.
Yeah, speak on 10 years ago.
A man would be. Yes.
It's because you've been through some shit.
But let's be clear.
Yeah,
women always know whether they're gonna smash or
for sure.
Off rip.
For sure.
off rip.
Yeah.
It's just if you keep me on the smash. Now, if you mess something up, then that's on you. But
I didn't want to get in all into the details. I'm talking financially. He's showing you like, yo, we going to the islands after this meal?
$500,000. You better make some shake.
But I'm different. I've never been the shallow money person. It's whether you get on my nerves or not.
But what you just said. But okay. I have another question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
For the ladies. Let's say a guy. If a guy buy a trip, like you go on a trip with a guy, is he obligated for some pussy?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. He's not obligated, but...
Would you smash? It's the question.
He not obligated. It definitely better be an expectation.
Your choice. Why are we obligated to have We're sex always obligated. If y'all choosing to go always. On a trip? That's how it always is.
So like, if I surprise you with a motherfucking trip
and you agreed to go, I'm assuming I'm getting some pussy.
Assuming. But you're assuming.
I'm not assuming. I know I'm getting pussy, but it's
but what
it's
if you don't, then what? You're going to be mad.
It's still for an sure. assumption.
This trip going to be cut short. We got to go back.
So, okay, pause so back to the topic.
Right. To the topic. Why is it that? Look, you just proved the point of men pay for pussy. And now you're saying that.
Right, right, but no. But I'm saying no.
Why is it being normalized? Because
I'm saying normalizing. Normalize. It's in music. It's all over fucking social media. I don't want to hear that shit.
But you keep happening. The point of normalizing. You're taking us on a trip, so we have to give you pussy.
Before social media,
I don't say have to. I want to know where your mindset is. That's why I'm asking.
Before we go, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna smash him on Thursday when we land, girl. It's gonna be popping. But if you get on my nerves on the plane ride,
I get all that.
It's over with.
I get all that, but we got 2 weeks in fucking paradise, nigga.
So you better not get on my nerves in 2 weeks.
2 weeks in fabulous paradise. Man. All paid.
I have a friend that literally had a nigga pay for a trip, and she did not fuck him.
Congratulations to whoever that is. Congratulations to you.
I thought it was crazy. I was like, why would you even go on a trip if you just had no
girl, I just wanted a free trip.
Yeah, that's it. Oh,
that's what she said.
Though. Oh, shit. Okay. But. Normalize, but. Right? Why we normalize?
Y'all talking about that point? That's crazy.
You paid for it. Relationship too. There's two sides. Like, there's a gray area with all this.
It is.
There really is. It is. It's black and white.
And to be real, a lot of men out there, we walk on eggshells because we don't know what we walk into, what we step into.
But wouldn't it be on what you want?
Right? Yeah, it is. But still, though, like...
If you want to smash, why try to find a woman who wants a relationship? If you want a relationship, why are you trying to find a woman who wants to smash? Like, y'all...
Then, no, like, there's some men out there that puts it out on the table like, look, I don't want shit. I just want fuck.
Okay, cool.
Right. But then it's like, nah, I'm cool on that.
Because she wants a relationship, so find someone who wants this man. They're
I just had a, I just had a chick told me she dating for a purpose or some shit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I understand. I said me too.
Oh, right?
What is your purpose?
I said me too. So what's up?
You know what I'm saying? How did that
she's like, well, I'm dating, you know, because I'm looking for that, you know, I want to get married. And I'm like, okay, so you must be dating multiple men because why stop here?
But dating doesn't mean smashing.
I understand, but dating doesn't mean exclusively either.
It doesn't.
So I'm like, why
That's
stop
why
here?
You have to have conversations.
Like, right. I'm like, why stop here? You must be, it's probably six niggas you're talking to.
So what's the problem?
She's like, no. I'm like, okay, I'm not looking for marriage right now. You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's enjoy. Right, let's enjoy the rest of our dinner.
Well, I entertain myself a little bit.
A good life,
yeah.
But you paid for dinner though, right?
I haven't. What? I have not.
Wait, what?
Y'all never went out?
We went out, but she paid for everything.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't even smash.
What?
I used to do that.
Wait. I missed.
I used to do that.
I missed what you said.
I missed it too. What?
So when I was younger,
you was paying for niggas' meals?
I would date guys. I'm like, I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. If a man let me pay for it after I offered, I want to smash.
That is such a cute thing.
So why is that wrong?
It is such a big thing.
But you just. What the fuck? I don't.
That is so
I don't just, know why.
But it you was just flip.
It was just. A
but
thing.
You just flip what men do.
Yeah, it was a thing.
What the? I'm sorry, guys.
But hey, I can pay for it. Don't worry about it. If a man says no, I got it. Don't worry. I got it.
So if you pay for a man's meal,
I ain't smashing.
No. Oh my God, you fucking me up right now, yo. You fucking me up.
Yo, Mariah, please.
So, quick question for you. Did you fuck her?
I did.
Okay.
I obliged.
Okay.
Wait.
And she paid for the bill?
We didn't fuck after the date. We eventually.
Eventually. Okay.
Yeah. So you kept talking to her.
But you know what's crazy? But you know what's crazy? Like, I wasn't there, like. I don't know, her energies weren't there. I kind of forced myself on her, to be honest. Yeah, like, I wasn't physically attracted to her. She wasn't bad.
You forced yourself on
her. No, I don't think you said it like what you think it is.
I knew she wanted the dick.
At least I hope.
I knew she wanted the dick, right?
Okay, but I was in. Oh. Not physically, like.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't.
You had to you gotta clear that up.
I didn't mean to her. I didn't mean to her. But I was like, whatever, here.
You kind of didn't want to.
Yeah, but I knew she wanted it. You know what I mean? So I wasn't a.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm here.
So wasn't she dated for a purpose or whatever she
said? Right. It's contradicting.
She's a liar.
Contradicting.
She just told you that to make herself look better.
Yeah.
Women do that too.
I thought I was dating for a purpose too. And, you know.
Your purpose was different though.
Yeah, yeah. I just wanted pussy, but then our energies didn't connect. I didn't fuck. I knew I could have smashed her the first night.
Yeah. Women do that. They do lie about that.
Why didn't you? When we finally linked, it was just different.
Oh.
Over the phone, it was cool.
I'm looking for our relationship.
You know? Over the phone, it was like, damn, we vibe. But in person, it was like crickets. Nigga was like.
Oh, yeah, nah. Yeah, I feel that. Okay. I feel that. Mm. Mm.
I did not meet to her. Let's get that clear. I'm sorry, y'all.
You still talk to her now?
Nah.
I didn't think so.
Is the number saved in your phone?
Yeah, it's saved in my phone, but it's also blocked.
Wait, why'd you block it?
It's another conversation.
Yeah, my bad. I keep going with the questions. My bad. My bad, brother.
We all want to know why she was blocked.
Oh, I
blocked.
If he want to answer that, that's on him.
She was crazy?
I don't know. I think she, I don't know if she's crazy. I just think she's clingy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm showing you signs that I'm not interested and you're still like, yo.
Oh, let me ask y'all something. So because of the whole money,
Birkin, that's some good ass wine, okay. But
all that. Cool.
Mine's gone.
It kind of is. I'm like,
Red, that's good.
Damn, y'all kind of threw me off. Y'all talking about the goddamn wine. Oh, so, with the whole money piece, paying for pussy, all this other bullshit. So, if you know a nigga trying to, like, I guess, fuck, and he trying to, I guess, potentially pay for it, but you see it, like, women see it, you know what the fuck going on. Are you expressing that when you're out? Like, I'm not trying to be on that type of time. Like, you know, I'm not trying to have sex, I'm not trying to do no shit. Are you expressing that? Like, in a indirect way. Or direct, whatever.
That's a nice question, because she looked like she stunk. She about to look at the definition.
Wait. What you looking at your phone for?
And you know, there are some women that flirt, knowing that they ain't going to fuck. They giving us signals, and we over here shit. Hey, yo.
No. Okay, so the question is.
Oh, do you want me to reword it? Because I can.
She wanted you to say it another way.
When a man, you and a man are talking.
Yeah.
Stop. Do we know when a man wants to pay for pussy?
Yeah. Yes. Are you expressing that like, oh, I'm not on that, you know?
If we know.
That if you know, but the date is great. Or the conversation, whatever. Whatever's leading up to it is great.
The energy is there and everything.
But you know what the fuck going on. You like, do I want to say that? Do I not want to say that?
Would we express it?
Yeah. Indirectly or directly. It don't matter how you express it, but you express it. Do you do it? It's a lot of thinking going on. It should be yes or no.
I feel like I would do it.
Indirectly,
I would do it. I probably wouldn't just outright be like, nah, I'm not. But indirectly, I'd probably be like, you okay, go home after.
Go home and do what? Just go home.
Get ready for work.
Get ready for work.
Oh, for work.
Yeah, you stupid.
Oh my gosh. She's still thinking.
Because okay,
it's that's a hard question.
I've never been in a situation where I felt like someone wants to pay.
It's called raw material.
To have sex. Huh? I've never been.
In it's not situation. Really directly paid to have sex. It's like
a date, pretty much.
Right.
Right.
That's basically what you do
with
that. Can I ask you a question?
I'm listening.
If you, all right, if a guy invites you out for a date, are y'all paying for y'all plates or y'all just like.
First date.
Yeah, first date.
It depends on what we talk about.
Oh, before. Shit.
No?
Are we paying for. If he asks me out, I'm not paying for it.
If we're but no, if we agree,
do, you, friends, do you come with cash at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere without.
I'm about to say, man. Look, let me tell you something.
Boy, I thought she said, I'm coming with my license.
For me, I don't ever expect a guy to pay for it. Like, no.
For me, if you don't even do the fake like you about to pay, I'm not paying for your shit.
But see, that's what I was saying earlier.
And nigga said, I need to see. Hey, I need to see this. Look.
Oh, man, no, you good. You know, you good.
It depends on who's asking who out though. Cause if I asked, like, if I was like, let's go hang out, I would offer to pay.
Right. That's yeah.
But
I mean,
it really depends on who's asking who.
Right, but even okay, if so I ask you, I still need the fake. You still need to do the fake, like you're gonna pay.
Okay, so I was taught.
You still need to do. The
I
fake.
Was taught if a man asks a woman out, right, he's paying.
Yeah.
I was taught that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's but you still need to do the fake.
That's why I don't ask women out.
Why are you just saying? If
because I need you to know, like, shit, this is not a, I'm not obligated to do this
so
at all.
So why is it wrong when I, if I do the fake and a man says, oh yeah, go ahead, and I end up paying because I don't have sex with him. Like,
oh,
that's, back,
oh,
that's
if, but you said if you paid, you get, you can fuck him. That's what you
no,
said.
No, I said I would not.
Oh, you would not.
She said she would not.
So
she
I,
said
oh, she would not. I do the fake.
Right.
And he allows me to do it.
Right.
So I don't have sex with him.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's
I already. Oh, but that's nipped in the bud. As soon as oh, you pay you okay, cool. I'm holler at you.
So right. So if you pay, let's say the conversation is great, everything is amazing.
No,
God damn, let me finish my sentence.
I'm listening.
Everything went well, and for some reason, this man doesn't have his cash on him. You wouldn't hold him down first date.
That's happened to me before.
Cause shit happens.
Well, at the end of the day, I have no.
The nigga could have got he could have got robbed on his way there and still made it.
But what happens
I'm,
is
I'm just talking shit.
What are you gonna do after that? So I paid. It's over with. So a week later, are you gonna send me some money? Are you gonna say you know what?
If he does send you some money, then you cool or yeah, he all right.
It's a consideration.
Okay,
like,
but
like, hey, I was trying to take you out. Some bad things happened, but right. Let me make up for it.
I understand that.
That's right. Cool.
So after you paid, you didn't want to fuck him, right? And he pays you back.
I ain't never had nobody pay me back.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Let's say he does pay you back.
Okay.
Does that spark your interest now? Like, ooh, I'm wet.
It's a good
idea.
No, I'm not wet.
No, you paying back because
I understand, but I'm trying to.
But what if I covered? What if I sent you?
I'll stay.
What you pay and more, plus a little bit of interest. On top of the tip, you tip, then I'm paying you on top of that tip. I'm paying you what you paid, the tip, and plus some more.
Okay. I'm sparkled a little bit. Now I'm sparkled. Okay. Where are we going with this? Like,
oh, yeah, no, I want to see you again. But this time, baby girl, I'm paying for it. And you already know the fuck going on. Stop playing. We already had a conversation before.
But if the date, the first time was enjoyable, then okay. What's wrong with that?
Right.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
I feel like.
Because that first
I feel one, like y'all never had a one night stand.
That's a damn hell no.
I'm getting like, nah, nigga. I need to get to know you, your blood type, all types of shit.
Yeah, that's your blood type. Oh, your zodiac sign.
I think we're. We might be on the same page. I don't know. But my one night stands don't consist of dates. What are we going on a date for?
Oh, gotcha.
What are we doing that for?
Gotcha.
Why do I want to talk to you about where you grew up? If we're just fucking, come to my house and leave me alone.
Gotcha.
Like, I think we're confusing with date, courtship, getting to know you, one night stand. Cool. Just come over and smash and leave me alone. Like, what are we doing all this extra stuff for? I think that's the difference between
the miscommunication and the disconnect.
So
y'all prefer a guy to be straight up, like, look. Right? You prefer a guy to be straight up.
So All Star Weekend was 2-3 weekends ago, right?
I guess. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah.
Probably about a month.
Man.
Okay, so this dude hit me up on social media.
Out of nowhere, out of the blue.
And it's like, hey.
The blue? You know this guy?
No, I didn't know him.
Oh.
I'm in town. I want to see you.
What?
I don't understand why a nigga was just hit a random chick up. Y'all at least was DM, right? Y'all flirting.
And the point was, I appreciate the honesty. He said he wanted to smash, sent me the pic, and I said, you know what? I'm good. I appreciate it.
What? You're trying to skip over some shit. You said what now?
Yeah, she sent her the pic. She wanted to see.
No, I didn't want
She wanted to see the nigga's toolbox.
I didn't want to see.
You didn't want to see it.
But
so he just did it off the screen?
Like that.
You want to know the whole story?
No, I don't want to know the whole story. Because you tried to skip over the pit.
Like, but you know,
so I don't want to know the story.
You know what I don't understand is, as a man, like, I'm not going to just randomly gonna tell a chick unless we've been DMing.
It was random.
Is it called DMing? I don't know. What is it called?
It was
shit,
random.
You got this.
No, it
I
was
have no idea.
Hold on. Let me put my old.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna be like, hey.
But that's again what
I'm coming
media.
To
it's
your town. I
want
to get to know you.
Us women.
I'm not doing that
unless
we had conversations before.
So you wouldn't slide in the girl's DMs like this? Have you ever done that?
I have, but it was somebody I knew. It wasn't nobody I did.
So it would never be a stranger. Like
yeah,
a random,
I ain't never slid in some stranger
but
DM.
But you can be on Tinder, swiping on random people.
But that's different, though.
How?
Then Tinder ain't no Tinder is no DM until you match.
But you're still basically sliding.
I'm not a Tinder expert.
No. You gotta match.
A Tinder, you gotta match before you start DMing.
Right.
Oh, shit, we match. There's something about you like, and then we start the Twitter fingers type shit. You get to know each other and name it.
Nah, I wouldn't know
but,
the story.
So yeah.
You never go to a random girl you see on Instagram that you're interested in and hit her up.
It's not even an interest. Nah, I've never done that. And that's weird. That's weird for me.
She's shocked because that's what niggas do.
Right? I'm over here.
I'm
like,
shocked.
When my world.
I'm about to say because I don't do shit like
that. I'm shocked. I'm like, what?
I don't have time for that shit.
Because
you got to think about it. It's three niggas in the room, right? It's probably some niggas that stay over there, some niggas that stay over there. All 10 of these niggas and probably one person DM. Why the fuck am I doing that? For what? What am I getting out of that?
Now, if I'm walking the street and I see something I like and I go holler at that, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
But I'm not social media. Yo, what up?
Do they still do that?
Do what?
Like the face-to-face?
I don't know. I can't speak for a man, but I'm old school.
I need to see your facial expressions. When I wasn't,
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
I need to see facial expressions instead of LOL, nigga. You could be like LOL and getting your back blown out. You know what I mean? Like, I need to see.
Yeah, no, I'm in person.
I can't.
I'm in person. I need to. What's happening? What's up? I need facial.
I mean, I'm done. You know,
I need shit.
Tinder and shit. You know, because of the pandemic.
He keeps bringing up this pandemic.
2020 was a rough year for a nigga.
Shit, we slick still in this stupid shit, but I ain't gonna even talk about that. But because I think we're about to shut back down again.
Don't tell me that.
I've been perfectly honest. Somebody told me that today. My girlfriend told me that today.
Well, Georgia.
Yo, they really,
Georgia.
They really pushing
my shutdown.
No,
they're really pushing the vaccination, bro. That's all it is.
Man, a couple of my coworkers got the vaccine, bro.
They are pushing this vaccination.
Cool. Y'all get the vaccine?
No.
I'm not.
Cool. Good. Chris, you getting the vaccine? No, okay.
We all looking like, you getting the vaccine?
Bro,
no.
One CEO of the company is not getting vaccinated. He's like, no, I'm not getting vaccinated.
Oh.
Why not?
What?
Why not? Because if you Because you can still
if I own a company and I'm selling you something, I'm going to show you I use the brand. This is great. You know what I'm saying? I can't trust somebody that don't fuck with their shit.
Oh, yeah. That's real.
That's true.
That's real. But I want to get into the story.
Back to this situation.
Yeah. I can't find it because I guess I deleted
but,
it.
But you
wait,
know,
wait, I mean, wait.
You know,
she, I think she has something. She has something to say. She
about remember. The vaccine? Mm-hmm. Okay. I get what you're saying. I agree with you're saying. But is he the money man? Because some people are just the money man. They just send the money. Like
it says CEO of Pfizer, so I don't know.
Yeah. The story.
So the new CEO of the company that's making the vaccines is not taking the vaccine is an issue.
If he's just the money man, then why is it an issue?
Shay, he's made, I don't know what they Bill Gates took that shit. I'm not taking a COVID shot. That's technology they're trying to shoot in the cell.
Okay, so the story, All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah.
Phil hits me up, and because I...
A random nigga hit you up.
Yeah, I mean, I swiped left or right. Which one is the good one?
Right.
Yeah.
You was on a dating app.
I did. I swiped right.
And y'all matched.
Yeah, we matched.
See, now you're going somewhere. I'm thinking some random nigga from Facebook or... IG.
There's some random nigga.
Yeah, you got a date in that. I understand why he... I get it now.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense now why he...
How does that make
sense? Because...
What makes you think that's okay, though?
I'm not saying it's okay.
Y'all
okay.
Matched.
I'm not saying it's okay. Just the story, the way how she went with the story didn't make sense to me. Like, some random nigga just sent her...
I get that.
I'm coming to your town.
Oh, I don't have random on IG or Facebook, so I guess it didn't even... I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you want to go on a date app. It's expected.
Yeah, it was
a
dating app.
Yeah, okay.
It was.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. And it was very clear his intentions, and I definitely appreciated his intentions.
That's what I was going with.
I appreciate it.
Y'all exchanged numbers?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, we did not. Well, yes.
Yeah, because you have to say how you saw this toolbox if you didn't exchange numbers.
That is more to the story. Yes.
So y'all been talking.
After he asked you that you exchanged numbers?
This shit is deep.
The app. I swipe. We match. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah,
he says
honeymoon.
Some very explicit, nasty.
Right off the bat.
Off the rip.
Off rip.
Why?
Yeah, what it is?
What was on your dating app? There was some kind of energy.
There
was
is
giving
no
off.
Energy like that. You can look at it if you want to. There's no energy like that.
You still on it?
But it's all. I'm still on it. You can look for yourself. But the issue was
you had no provocative pose or nothing.
I haven't been dating for a long time.
Okay, she just skipped this question.
So, how do you look at my profile?
It's been a while. She's been on there.
No, it's not Tinder.
That's black.
Picture, no naked picture. Oh, that's
Logan. Oh, you're showing Logan.
Just that's a little black. Bit. What do you see off of? Let's not naked.
Wait,
right?
Go back to the black dress. A little church cleavage, okay.
A little church cleavage.
Right. Church cleavage. Mm-hmm. So anyways, I had other people around me while I was messaging him, and the other people was like, hey, get a dick pic. And I was like, I don't want a dick pic. I don't want it. And it was like, girl, get a dick pic. So that's how it happened.
So you asked him for
the
dick
pic? For the thing?
I did not ask him. The other people around me.
But you technically asked him because it came from your account.
Right, because he don't know who's around you. He's talking to you directly.
Talking about the other people around.
That changes the whole thing.
Listen, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
The energy was there. He sent you the dick pic. Now it makes sense to me why the nigga sent you a dick pic. You make it seem like some random nigga just like, hey, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Nah, man.
That's what I'm like. Oh, these niggas out here.
I'm standing up for our niggas, dog. I
appreciate the honesty of what his intentions were. Because the first text message was nasty. It was nasty.
You should have nipped it in the bud then, though.
Right.
Well, other people were.
No. This is your account. you're accounted for your actions.
I just say, huh, you can message it. I'll go there.
Oh, you see? The nigga ain't wrong. He was getting the energy.
He wasn't wrong at all.
Man,
so, I appreciate the energy.
Listen,
I'm
defending niggas
hard
2021 and beyond because it doesn't make sense. Shit don't make sense. There's always two sides to a story.
It's three sides to a story.
Okay, whatever
your
he
side,
says.
Your side, my side, the truth.
Who gonna tell it?
Period.
So now, going deeper into your conversation, I now understand why he sent the dick.
Yeah, it was cool. It was real cool. I was like, you know what? It's just on that type of energy. He was like, I appreciate it. We cool. Let's
keep. So when he sent you the dick pic, did you look at it?
It was on my phone. I looked.
But were you curious to see what it was like? Like, look like.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You asked for it.
Because
she didn't ask for it.
Because when it was asked for, it wasn't even sent. It was the whole total next day.
Oh, damn.
Like,
all right. Well.
After the whole energy was lost, it was like, bruh.
It probably wasn't even his.
Right. It was like, you had a
that's another something. Conversation.
Yeah,
yo.
Yeah.
Yo, niggas out here.
Wait.
Yo.
Y'all be sending.
Don't.
Not y'all, but generally.
I got girlfriends and I've heard. They're like, yo, niggas out here dick fishing.
That's sad. Bro.
That's true, though.
I'm like, that what?
You've been dick fished? Yes. You've been dick fished?
Yeah, it's yo.
Yeah, that's a whole. Yeah,
it is real out here.
Podcast, like,
it is real out here.
Yes,
dick fish is a real thing.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we gonna wrap it up on that because I wanna leave that for another conversation.
Right.
Y'all tune in next week. God damn it. We gonna cut it here.
We got merch on sale.
Oh, for sure. I already told him. Yeah, appreciate the love, my brother. When you showed up, I was like, oh shit, he got a hoodie on. That's a nice hoodie.
It's really chilly.